DRR Hits 2 playing today's best music. David Rice and Hannah checking in. So, I was going through my camera roll because anytime I've downloaded or added something onto my phone lately, it's been saying my storage is full. So I've been trying to go through my camera roll and delete some things. And when I was scrolling through my camera roll and all my albums and stuff, and you know, all my other that I had, I totally forgot that I still had an album of photos of me and my ex. We were together for about 10 and a half months. And I forgot for like half of the year that I even had an album. So when I was scrolling through, I saw the album and I was like, you know what? She's probably moved on. Well, not probably. She has. She doesn't like me. She's not interested in me anymore. I know that for a fact. And she probably wants nothing to do with me. So, is it weird? Is it cute? Is it creepy? Am I like obsessed with her that I still have an album? Because we haven't like even been in a talking stage for about, I don't know, a year now. 10, 11 months. So, knowing that, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I should delete it. Is it cute? Is it creepy? Is it an obsession?
Well, usually when somebody breaks up, you delete all their photos. Of you together, you know? I mean, you should.
Right, well, I think it's just because I can't get over it. Or, like, us. I can't. I hate to admit, not too much, but I feel like I just can't get over it. That's why I still have the album. And I'm not trying to be, like, creepy, and then at night, you know, I go through, I'm like, look at this.
Yeah, no.
But, is it creepy, though? Like, is it, like...
It's weird? Not creepy, it's... I don't know. It's just the fact that you're just hung up on her.
Is that a good thing that I'm hung up?
No, it's not good, but...
Well, I don't know how I'm to this day, I still don't know how I'm coping with it. Like, I don't know how to overcome it or whatever and, like, not just think about it anymore.
Well, it comes to a point where you just find yourself forgetting about it. But it will happen. It just takes different times for everybody.
So, me and her have been texting more again recently. Not as, you know, something more than friends, just friends. Yeah. Because she said right now she was in another toxic relationship. So, I will admit, our relationship between me and her was not the greatest, but... she was in a lot worse toxic relationship with another dude after me and her. So she's still trying to overcome that as well. That's gotta suck though. Back to back really bad relationships. And I told her, I said it right, you know, to her face, you know, hey, look at this. And I screen recorded like my entire album, and all she responded with, I mean, she didn't, she thought it was, you know, she kind of liked it. She thought it was cute. She didn't think it was creepy. And she still wants to, talk more again as, friends or, you know, be close. It's not, I don't think we plan on actually being together again. But, all she said back, though, in a second message was like, ew, why do you take FaceTime photos of me when I'm sleeping? So she ignored the fact that I even had the album. She was just saying, you know, why the do, you know, you have a FaceTime photo of me? More than one. I have a few of them in there. See, I mean, there's one right there. I probably deleted the other one, but there's one right there at least. But that was actually right after the first lockdown. So yeah, it's been about a year and a half since we actually were somewhat of a thing. But let us know. 734-707-7220. Call or text her. Studio. Is it creepy? Is it cute? Am I obsessed? do I need to let go of her or what? How should I continue our relationship? Should I confess to her? Listen, you know, I still feel this way. How, you know, what should I do?
Me?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. It could go either way if you tell her. She could either reject you or she could be like, oh, I like you too again. Like, it's either way.
She said right now she's trying to focus on herself, but that doesn't mean that she's not gonna say.
That's like a girl saying, I want to focus on myself or I don't want a relationship.
That doesn't last very long, though.
That means that they want to reject you easily and, like, not meanly. Like, they want to be nice about it. I've done it many times.
Yeah.
It's just trust a nice me. Way of saying no.
Trust me, I know one person that you've rejected many times.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I think he does listen. But but that's besides the point. The point is, Sarah, she always says, and this is different than the girl we've been talking about. That's another person I'm talking about. She says, whenever she breaks up with somebody, usually she doesn't break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
He usually either A, cheats, which sucks ass, or B, just dumps her. I remember one of her breakups, she called me like 5 times in a row. I didn't know what she wants. And she was like, you know, this, my boyfriend, I'm just not going to say his name. He went over to this other girl's house and spent the night in her bed at her house. So she was pissed, obviously. And she always says, I'm going to focus on myself. She actually said this a couple weeks ago. I mean, she didn't FaceTime me, but she said she, you know, posted something stupid about it in her private story. She was like, I'm going to focus on myself. She said this at least 5 or 6 times before. But now, you know, a couple days ago, I saw her posting on her story that she was in the car with this guy while he was driving. And, me and this dude actually used to be somewhat good. I mean, we were friends, but we were kind of good friends. And I remember him telling me the first time, like one of the first times we talked about her, like in that conversation, he said, no, I don't like her. I don't ever think, you know, we'll get somewhat intimate or, you know, or whatever.
And but he likes to mess around with girls, though.
I know. So obviously they both lied. They both said they were going to stay away from each other, focus on themselves, and that didn't happen. So, once again, that's 734-707-7220. Call or text for studio. Let us know about this album that I have. Is it cute? Is it creepy? Do I need to just let it go? Or what?